the economy is facing challenges from a rapidly aging population and the ever-present threat of natural disasters and climate change amid still high public debt. Policies need to be calibrated to continue to build buffers and resilience and support sustainable and inclusive growth while safeguarding debt sustainability and financial sector stability. The IMF elsewhere in the document, Madam Speaker, said that the economy rebounded strongly in 2022 to 2023, returning to its pre-pandemic output levels. It comments on the strong growth that the economy has experienced in recent years and said that this was, I'm quoting, this was supported by large public and private investment and a robust recovery of tourism, which was partly offset by a drop in agriculture due to lingering effects from volcanic eruptions and the historic high temperatures of 2023.